You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
Oh, yes.
Oh no.
You don't really the infamous Vampire Diaries.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Vampire Diaries Season 5, Episode 12, The Devil Inside. I am joined in studio by the lovely Paige Sullivan.
Hi, everybody.
Roxy Stryer.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. Hi, hi.
I wish I was here last week for y'all. Because I had to wait so long to watch the actual Vampire Diaries episode from last week.
Oh.
Sorry to everyone that I hadn't responded to on Twitter. I just needed to catch up on it before I had that conversation with y'all. But
you're caught up.
What did you think? Because you were saying to me, I know that we have different tastes in which Vampire Diaries episodes we like the most. So how did you feel?
I wasn't swayed. I like this episode way better.
I know, because Enzo's back, and I knew that was right up your alley.
Had nothing to do with Enzo. I just loved... I liked the Enzo...
No, like the storyline. You know, you're not all into, like, the love gushy. Like, you
exactly.
Like the... Like...
No. But for me, this episode was a letdown. So, I mean, we'll get into it. But, like, I was much happier last week, and this week I'm kind of like, ugh. Gosh. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I loved last week and I love this week.
I don't think you've ever come in here and said you didn't love
it. Yeah, I guess which is strange because I come into a lot of my shows and say I don't like them.
No, and I figure I know why it is because I'm doing it right now with Sons of Anarchy. I think it's because you caught up. We've been watching Vampire Diaries since it first came on the air,
gosh,
so you have to wait
yeah.
for the breaks and all that stuff. You got to binge watch Vampire
yeah.
Diaries, so you came into this season like
fully immersed.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
like where are we going next?
Exactly.
So I think the hypeness behind it. I think with us, it's kind of been like dragged.
That could
out
be
a
it because you're always like, oh, I'm sick of the love triangle. I'm like, why? I've been watching this for a few months. Like,
right, and I've been watching it for years.
No, yeah, I've been on it for 2 years now, but you've been here for longer. You win. Resident.
Wait, for 2 years?
Yeah, well,
you've been watching Vampire Diaries for two
well,
years?
Well, I'm saying not this season was my first. The last one was my first. So.
So
I guess that's 1 year.
Well, so that's
why
I think you have the excitement from it instead of like the irritation that some of us get from it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get into it because I'm excited to find out why you thought this episode was disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, other than the fact, let's just start with our most disappointing part. What the hell was earlier that day?
What?
So annoying.
I just think that editing-wise, why did you do this? When we started and we see Matt there with Catherine and Nadia, I wasn't confused. I didn't need the earlier that day. If that was the start of the episode and then we went throughout the day, I would have understood. Why did we do that and then flashback and then go back to that? They do that on a lot of shows, and usually it's because they have to. They want to, like, bring you into the excitement and then tell you how we got there. Huh?
It just
I didn't
didn't
even care.
Sense.
I don't even care. What?
It could have very easily just started where they said earlier that day and gone through. And then they
or
bring
they
us back
just put
to the
later.
Bench, though. But they, like, bring us right back to the bench. We didn't even need to see that. We know that happened.
Like, what? I really, really, really don't understand whose decision that was and how that went through the entire editing process without somebody being like, why? Why is that there?
Yeah. I mean, you know, normally with Vampire Diaries, how it should have started, how it normally starts is... Matt and Tyler prepping for the big return back.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we know at the top of the show, the party's going to be the main
situation.
Yeah.
Because there's always a party in Mystic Falls.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, they gave us this flashback moment, which it's Matt and Catherine, and Catherine's in Elena's body, and she asks him questions about Elena.
Well, she rips off the bracelet so that he can't be compelled, and then, yeah.
What is the point of wearing that if vampires can just rip it off?
Because you usually know who a vampire is, so you usually don't tell them that your bracelet's where the vein is. But he thought.
But
that
it
was
looks
Elena.
Like they all know it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Secret's out. And basically, Nadia wants to make it permanent that Catherine is going to stay in Elena's body.
Right.
How do you feel about that plot right there?
Annoying.
I actually like it as long as it doesn't go on for too long, because I wasn't ready to completely let go of Catherine, and I'm definitely not ready to let go of Elena. The thing that stuck out to me in this bench scene, though, was when she says, "I have an important question for you. How did you and Elena break up? I'm going to need to use that later."
Yeah. But then,
on Damon.
Nope. Yep. That's exactly what
it was. On Damon. That's what I got. Because I was like, why does she need to? Yeah, you guys are so right. That went right over my head. Now I'm with you guys. Mm. Now I'm back, and yep.
Mm-hmm. And so then we get, again, earlier that day. Catherine and Nadia, they're talking together. She's in Elena's body. She's handcuffing her to the bed. Everyone's trying to find where Elena is, and Catherine's pissed off that she's chained to this bed right now, and the phone's going off.
Yeah, the phone's going off, but we also find out we need her body to complete the permanent mind control.
Yes, which was an interesting little setup when Nadia went to Stefan and Damon and was like, I need Catherine's body, and Damon was being total prick about it, which I'm so thankful he was.
Yeah, I mean, for the wrong reason, but thank God, you know? I mean, not that it ended up actually mattering, because we see what happens in the end, but yeah, I thought it was smart. She went there and was like, I need to bury my mom in Bulgaria. And Damon was like, F you. F you. And I was like, go, Damon, go. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you feel about Stefan kind of wanting to find Catherine's body and give her the proper burial?
Because who cares? I mean, we know why we should care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in a normal circumstance, who cares? It's her body. You know what I mean? It's her daughter. Her daughter didn't do anything wrong. Catherine did. And so let her daughter take her mom home. Bury her where she wants her.
I'm sorry. Her daughter didn't do anything wrong?
In Stefan's mind.
That they know of. The whole Matt thing. They know she's crazy. They know that Nadia is completely batshit.
I mean, she stuck him in a groove. You know, he didn't die. I mean, we cannot compare. In terms of bad people, we have Klaus, Damon, Catherine. Nadia's, like, down by Tyler, like, in the bad person scale.
I don't know. I don't think that's true at all. And she's the one who just took Elena's life. Not that they know that, but I don't think she's down there.
She is. I'm saying in their eyes, all she's done is hide Matt for a little while. Like, she hasn't killed anyone, hasn't done anything wrong.
I guess, but it's the same reason that Damon, when Catherine was literally on her deathbed, instead of just staying out of the room, went in there to torture her. Like, he hates this woman. Doesn't care that she's dying. He's going to pick on her anyway. That's why he won't give up the body.
Well, I get why he won't, but I'm saying for Stefan, I think he's justified in saying, I don't really see why we shouldn't.
He could just have sex with her, so there's that.
But I think Stefan's kind of in a place. I don't know if it has to do with the sex. I think Stefan's just in a place where he's like, I'm over Catherine. She's caused so much drama.
Well, because she's dead, so how is he going to not be over it? You know, there's no alternative,
really. No, you could be sorry and sad and
you could
hurt.
Be, but I think he's thinking, like, there's no alternative. She wasn't a great person. Instead, he could be talking himself the other way, but he's like, why would I do that? She's dead.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's a little bit of that, but I also do think that he's looking at it like, you know what? I pushed it aside. Just give the body, let Catherine be at peace so I can be at peace, so everyone can just be at peace because now she's dead and let's just not worry about this anymore.
Because I feel like if it was anyone else, Damon, Elena, Caroline, Bonnie, if it was anyone else in that grave, we would see more in Stefan, more pain, more anger, more something. Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely. Now he's kind of very much just like, let's just let it be. Just let it be.
Let it be.
Exactly.
He also doesn't really have anybody to talk to about how upset he is. You know, who would he go to?
But he has a great opportunity to talk about it and he chooses not to.
Yeah, wait, why do you think Stefan's upset?
No, I'm not saying that he is. I'm saying that if he was, what's he going to do about it? Go and talk to Damon? Like,
Caroline.
Talk to Caroline, yeah.
Caroline would be like, are you crazy?
Snap out of it, boy.
Especially after tonight.
I don't know. I just think that it's like, yeah, misery loves company, so there's nobody to keep him company.
Well, okay, so in that moment, later in the episode, Catherine says Stefan is the one for her. So you feel that this will, because we've talked about it many times before, you've felt in the past that
Catherine and Stefan are endgame.
Will be together. Do you see that happening?
I am a little confused because since this is Vampire Diaries, I think that it's possible that we could get Elena and Catherine both back.
Mm-hmm.
But any other show, I wouldn't think that was possible. But seeing that might be possible. If that does happen, I still would like to see Catherine and Stefan together. I'm sorry. I would. I can't really explain it. You know when you get those feelings in your gut, and everybody at home who's talking to me right now, like, is this girl crazy?
But based off of this episode, do you see that they can that's where they could take the storyline? Really?
Yep.
How?
Yep. I really...
What scene did you think that? Because I think the total opposite.
When she says, he's the one for me, that's when I think it. I'm like, wow, this girl, she's not going to give up. She's always been kind of like this person, but she's saying, like, this is what I want. That's where I think it's going.
I think that has a lot to do with it's what she didn't have. It's what she didn't get before she died. Like, she knew she always wanted Stefan to love her and to only want her. And now that she knows that she's, quote-unquote, dead... And he doesn't really care that much. That's why Stefan's now the one. I think it's, for Catherine, it's all just about how she feels about herself. It's all insecurities. And to be honest, if I were Stefan, and it's going to come to the table that she's taken over Elena's body. It's going to come to the forefront. And I don't think he's going to be cool with that and be like, I understand and let's be in love.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. I'm not saying now. I'm saying end game. I think that they're going to be together. I think that it's going to be a huge deal. He's going to figure it out. We're going to end this season with him so pissed. And in the long run, it's going to work.
I could partially see that happening with this episode, though, when he sat down with Caroline. And here was the perfect moment for them to kind of compare
what they both did.
Situations. And he didn't.
He did it off screen, okay? You leave him alone.
Well, no, girl. He didn't do it off screen. But so I feel like that would have been the moment. Now, you know, could I also see Catherine basically using exactly what Damon said to Elena at the end of the episode and using it on Stefan as Catherine? You were the only one who could change me, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, but I just, again, see Stefan being the type. I cannot believe what you did. You turned my brother evil again. And you got rid of Elena? That's kind of like two birds, one stone.
He's going to do that. He's going to say that. And then that's going to be the thing that finally changes Catherine. And she works and works and works and works and finally builds up his trust again. And Damon and Elena end up together. And Stefan and Catherine end up together. Because A, that's what I think. And B, I think the majority of the viewers want that. The majority. Not everybody. Because I know there are some serious Stelanas out there. I know.
I would love to see Catherine die. Like, I love Catherine Pierce, but I don't want to see her in anyone else's body. Mm-mm. We just burnt her body.
I definitely don't want her in anybody's body.
I want
body
Elena
anymore.
Back. So there'd have to be some weird magic happening with the body situation. I kind of feel like if she's going to go, it's going to be like this big fight to get Elena back. Kill Catherine. And I think people are going to finally be like, oh, good riddance. It won't be like a sad thing. It'll be like, we killed her.
Like, everything's kind of at peace now that Catherine is gone.
Yeah.
She was great for the storyline. Huh. She was amazing in our lives because she, in a way, Catherine, as much evil as Catherine has done, in a way, she has brought in all these people together.
Yeah, but guys, this show is not going to end up with Stefan being alone. I'm sorry.
I don't think he'll be alone.
No.
I don't.
So who do you think he'll be with?
Elena.
I don't think he's
If you're about to say Caroline, if you are about to say Caroline.
I know they're best friends. The best relationships are based off of friendships.
I can't with that. I can't.
That's because you like Cosmo and Caroline.
I'm obsessed, and I would rather her with Tyler than I would with Stefan.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
take
I would.
That back.
No, I mean it.
Okay, wait. So let's talk about Tyler really quick. So, well, not
yeah,
even
gosh,
really quick.
What's his point?
Oh God.
What show is he on? Is he on Vampire Diaries or the Originals?
Well, okay, I did.
Who's paying his bills?
Now, last on the Originals after show, you guys said, "Where's Tyler?" Now, I'm wondering if their quick little, "Here's where Tyler is." Last episode of Vampire Diaries, Klaus quickly says,
"I was in Mystic Falls."
No, in Vampire Diaries.
Oh, in
when he was in Mystic Falls, he says, when they bring up Tyler, he said, "Oh yeah, he came down there and I gave him a swift punch and he ran off like a little goon." So I'm assuming that's where their little, you know them, they just be throwing something in and we just have to run with it.
Yeah, and like where, so he ran off to somewhere and then Mystic Falls. And now Matt is like, let's get out of here. So what is he going back to? New Orleans?
He said he wouldn't go back to New Orleans.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if that's not true.
Where's his storyline in New Orleans, though? You know, he doesn't like Haley.
It's get Klaus.
Get Klaus. But I think at this point, he's a little too defeated to do that. I think right now it's going to be like a building up of like Tyler's confidence.
Well, if he joined up with like the Celeste crew, sorry, that's Originals, but he could maybe. I don't know. I like Tyler. I do like Tyler. I like his character, but there's no place for him right now anywhere, and I'm finding it hard.
There could have been, but there was too much bouncing back and forth. They cut him out with the Caroline thing. When breaking up with her and leaving to go to New Orleans, I was rid of him on the Vampire Diaries. It was, okay, he's gone. I
know. Now this episode is like, I know. You want to win Caroline back. It's like, why are you playing with us now? He's already left, and then he came back, and then they were together, and then he left
again.
It was
because he wouldn't have been as pissed about what Caroline did, and then he wouldn't have told Stefan. But I agree. And here's the thing. It's different with the 100th episode of Vampire Diaries. We got the Originals characters back for one episode. That's different than what they're doing with Tyler, which is putting him in no man's land.
Yeah.
I literally don't know what show he's on. You know, like, it's okay to visit for an episode a season or whatnot, but I literally, hashtag where's Tyler? I don't even mean just like, in what city? I mean, like, where? Like, in what? What's going on? Where?
What capacity is Tyler a part of these shows?
Yeah.
Okay, I think he is officially Vampire Diaries.
I do, too. After this episode.
Yeah, it's stuck in Vampire Diary world. I think the crossover was for us Vampire Diary fans to be like, ooh, Tyler's going over there. He's going to get Klaus. And now it's going to build up on Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, but when they said that they were having him on the Originals, they were saying he was on the Originals. And then I think they backed off of it, maybe.
I think maybe, I was saying when we were watching it, like, maybe it just wasn't as big a hit as they thought it was going to be. And they decided, maybe he's just better on the Vampire Diaries. He doesn't have, like, a real place on the Originals.
Well, and also for Tyler's story, I mean, I don't know, like, I really used to like Tyler a lot. And now I just feel like we just did a circle with Tyler's character story. Mm-hmm. Like, now we're back to angry, drunk Tyler who just hits people.
What happened?
I mean, if you can think about it, remember back in the day, that's what used to cause his werewolf to come out, is when he would drink and get drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, don't touch Caroline. Because I'll kill you. Like,
he's like a guy with road rage, only it's like the werewolf in him. Like, he's just like so angry and so built up. Like, he needs a release. He needs to find something.
That punch to the face, so well deserved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So well deserved.
Well, so what did you think about Catherine, at this point, Kalena?
Yeah, shows
up. She shows up at the party. She compels Matt.
Is that what we're calling her, Kalena?
I'm calling her for just the party scene because at that point, that's who she is. Yeah. She's Catherine, but she's pretending to be Elena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just, poor Nina. Like, seriously, reading that script, how do you even know? Like,
in one scene, she has to be Catherine and then, like, close her eyes and be Elena.
And you could tell.
Oh, yeah.
You know when she's one and the other.
I want to ask her, like, does that affect you in real life at all?
Do you have multiple personality disorder?
Like, which one are you?
Are you really Nina Dobrev today?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Kalena is at the party. She walks up to Stefan. I felt like this should have been a point where Stefan should have been a little more suspicious than he was.
She was acting very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Catherine tries, but she's not Elena.
I think Elena was better as Catherine.
Because all you have to do is be bitchy. Yeah, like, all you have to do.
In all fairness, if I had a friend who had a doppelganger, I can't even picture it, but sometimes friends have off moments, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, I just started to pick up your phone calls. You can't always assume, like, oh, somebody else is inhabiting your body.
But people did bring it up on the YouTube comments because we didn't realize, like, how are they going to find out? And everybody was saying, you know, Catherine didn't pass through Bonnie.
Which is why we didn't see Bonnie tonight.
But they talked to Bonnie on the phone, and Bonnie said they haven't seen Elena. Don't you think she would have mentioned, like, oh, yeah, and Catherine died, but, like, I never saw her, so...
Yeah, that, and then also, I mean, even at the end with the ritual part, it's like, well, we really don't, I guess we don't know what's up with Elena.
With, like, Elena.
Like, where her, she...
Right.
Hashtag, where is Elena?
I'm getting a lot
She's in Tyler's body now.
I'm getting a lot of tweets tonight of people who are either confused on who broke up with Damon. I think it's very clear that it was Catherine. But also on what's up with Elena. There's just no way in hell we've lost Elena forever.
Oh, no.
So we're going to get her back. I thought that it was going to have to do something with Mia reversing the spell, but now Mia's dead. So Bonnie, Resident Witch, come into play now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's Bonnie's only play right now. So they're at the party. Catherine
goes up to Stefan and she asks about his feelings for Catherine being dead, and he is just kind of like, eh. Asks where the body is, and he said Damon said that it's where Catherine was meant to be. And she's like, aha.
Yeah.
Which, again, Stefan, okay, if you didn't think like she wasn't picking up her phone calls, it was different. At this moment,
let me bring
back
flowers.
When we go back to last episode, and Elena clearly turns to you and says, "Can I just hate her?
Yeah,
can you just let me have that?"
Yeah,
I think it's strange.
Yeah, he didn't want to be like, "Hey."
And Caroline should have known something was wrong when she's running her mouth, causing all these problems with Tyler. When she's like confessing what she did with Klaus,
or even saying like, "How's the sex?"
Like Elena wouldn't say that
exactly.
Ever.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe at a girl sleepover, but like not at the party,
right?
I thought it was interesting that it seems like Catherine actually cares about Caroline a little bit. You know, early in the episode when she's asking Matt, "Which one does she like better? Which one does Elena like better?" And she's like, "Please say Caroline. Please say Caroline." And then when she looks at Caroline and says, "You're one of the best people I know," maybe she's just trying really hard to be Elena. But I kind of felt a little connection there.
No, I think she likes Caroline. I mean, they work together at the college.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't like each other, but there's a bit of a bond there.
Yeah.
And Caroline,
she turned her.
Yeah. Well, Catherine turned Caroline. Right. But I don't think that makes Caroline like Catherine at all. But I think you're right. I think there's something extra there where she feels bad about what she's doing.
Yeah, because for her to have stood there and, like, listened to her little story. But then in that moment, I mean, I guess in Catherine's mind, that was her escape plan to keep Caroline busy.
Right.
But she, you know, she's talking about Klaus, and Tyler hears, and then Tyler's yelling at Caroline for sleeping with Klaus.
All right.
Go.
And in all fairness, she really did kill Tyler's mother. He really did kill Tyler's mother. So, like, as an ex, maybe you should respect that. But I can't be unbiased with this. I love Caroline and Klaus, and everybody knows that. So, I don't care. And you left her. So, F you.
I see where he's upset, because before they were together, they were friends. And I think if it were Elena, whose mother was killed by Klaus, Caroline would not have slept with Klaus.
You're talking about Elena, the girl who's sleeping with her man's brother.
Well, you know, Caroline, though, I feel like is so loyal to certain people in her lives, but she felt so betrayed by Tyler that it wasn't in her mind at that point. Like, Tyler was somebody she'd wiped out of her life who was gone.
But hold up. That, too. But at the same time, I mean, I understand why Tyler's mad. 100%.
Oh, yeah, he should be mad.
But as a viewer, I mean, and Caroline, it's like, we know the steps of what happened. I mean, it honestly reminds me of a friendship outside of this show that literally just happened. You snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
And as bad as Klaus is, for Caroline to have found these little things in him, and as she was still in love with Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, obviously Tyler doesn't know that, but that's why I'm with you for the whole Caroline situation.
Yeah. Well, Klaus was like working on gaining Caroline's trust and friendship, while Tyler was basically neglecting her as a girlfriend.
Right.
So, yes, in terms of the connection and the bond, I see it. But I do see why Tyler's mad. I mean, his mother was killed. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if it was anyone else, Caroline would not have done it. But we can't be throwing stones. I mean, like I said, everybody on the show has done something really shitty to each other. Like, they've all done bad, bad things. This is one thing. Caroline had sex with a bad person. Like, get over it.
Here's what I'm thinking, though. Had Caroline had sex with, I don't know, say Matt, if regardless of the fact that Matt and Tyler are friends, Matt,
she
would have cared.
Dated Matt, didn't she?
Yeah,
but
he would have cared. I think almost as much. You know, I think
my best friend.
No, I'm saying I don't think the fact that Klaus is the person who killed his mother was the only reason he was mad. I think he's also mad that she just slept with somebody, and that's not fair.
Oh, yeah, but I think the fact that it's Klaus is like the cherry on top. It's like, ouch.
The man that
definitely.
I've been chasing after to go kill and do this.
But it could have been Joe Schmo, and he still would have made him fit about it, you know?
Yeah, but
not the way he did.
Not the way he did, but I still think he would have been irrational about it, because he thinks Caroline is his, and guess what? She's not yours anymore, because you broke up with her and you left to go to New Orleans and chase your other thing.
I don't think that's it, though. I don't think it's even about Caroline. I think it's about Klaus. Klaus took his mother.
I
Klaus took his
it.
Friends.
Yep.
Klaus took Caroline.
Yeah.
Klaus took his happiness. I mean, Klaus took everything. Could have been
why all of a sudden does Tyler want Caroline then?
Because
before he knows.
Because he went to New Orleans and left her to take over and, like, kill Klaus. Guess what? He failed. So what does he have left?
The only thing he has left is kill him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And if Klaus hadn't come back, Caroline would have probably gone back to Tyler.
And come on, you're in love with somebody. The first thing you do when you go back, that's who you go see. That's who you spend your time with. Not
I don't think he's in love with her.
As you're, I know, that's the point. Yeah. As you're pulling beer kegs down,
yeah.
talking about, oh, you're in love. You still want to talk to Caroline. Like, what? Yeah.
It's like she's his last resort. Like, it's the only thing he has left.
No, like, think about how Klaus speaks to Caroline.
Like, that you are... that is...
I just got so helpless. I was like, that is...
Yeah.
Everything.
I know. And honestly, I don't even know what to say because it's a very hard thing to explain why you like a couple and why you don't like another couple. And some people at home, they very much so disagree with Caroline and Klaus. And luckily for them, we're not going to see them for a while, says Julie. So... I guess you guys are winning this battle.
But it's interesting because, like I said, if you go back to earlier seasons here on the show, I clearly stay. I used to be obsessed with Caroline and Tyler.
Really?
And as an outsider now looking in, I mean, I just personally feel like I'm friends with Caroline.
Yeah, might as well be.
In the real world.
She's awesome.
But I just feel like watching her relationship with Tyler and then seeing her relationship with Klaus, it's like that Tyler woman, it was cute. And you needed it so you could grow, yada, yada. Yeah. This is really what it's supposed to be. And that's what, I don't know, I still don't feel that with Delana, which is why I'm such a Delana fan. But I do feel that with Caroline. The Stefan thing.
It was, do you not think it was getting very flirtatious and, like, closer than friends at the end of that?
Okay, it does get like that, but it reminds me too much of Lexi, and he did talk to Lexi in that kind of way, and he realized that it shouldn't have been that. So I think Stefan is bold enough. I could have pictured, like, Caroline being like, I'm vulnerable, and, like, go in for a kiss and just being dumb and vulnerable.
I'll be pissed. I would be so pissed.
Do you think it'll happen even, like, a little bit?
No,
ever?
Especially because they use the close card, so now it's like...
No, not now, but, like, ever. Like, their friendship developing, and they're constantly going to one another. I feel like if they both happen to be very vulnerable at the same time...
And if Catherine's dead and Elena's with
Damon. I don't think so.
That would be a lot of tea if that happened.
And I don't know.
I was thinking about this the other night, Jesse, and it's interesting that you just brought this up. I do have to say, I am a bigger Caroline Klaus fan than I am Damon and Elena.
I think I am, too. Mm-hmm. If I had to, like, pick if who I had felt to pick, I liked better.
If I had to pick by the end of the Vampire
For
Diaries,
one, couple, to be
one couple, it would be Caroline and Klaus. And I was... thinking about that the other day, like, that's crazy that that's what I care about the most. That's crazy.
I don't necessarily see that, but I feel like there is an end game for the doppelgangers or for something in there. Like you said, like, maybe Stefan and Catherine and Damon and Elena or vice versa, whatever it is. But if I had to pick, not knowing doppelganger, like, fate, I would think that Klaus and Caroline just make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's weird. I'm sorry, guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
So much hate.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel the same exact way. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Brain just got totally fried by that whole entire conversation.
Sorry.
Because
we're, like, all
obsessed.
Off the table now.
I'm just going back to last week where Klaus smashed Caroline against
the tree.
I'm
so glad she said, like, oh, we were making out, and that felt, like, really good. So then we, like, had sex in the woods. Like,
okay. And that must be where Bonnie and Jeremy are, because as they went to go separate with Caroline, that was the end of Bonnie and Jeremy
like,
for the entire show.
Yeah. I mean, I love that moment, too. And she, like, puts her hands on her face. Like, that moment you know you've done something. Like, but it was so good. But, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that part. But what did you guys think about when Caroline found out about Bonnie and Jeremy sleeping together?
Oh.
Oh, I liked it. I thought
Do
it was
we
cute.
Care
No,
anymore?
We don't care.
I thought they had slept together.
That's
right.
I thought everyone
knew.
Know.
Yeah, I go, I didn't even know nobody knew. Like, I would have told everybody because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I would have been the leak.
I didn't even need to hear about it. It was assumed.
Yeah, and I'm like, are they, like, afraid Elena's going to get... I feel like at this point, Elena's like... honey, like, I wasn't even in my body. Like, I don't care if you guys are screwing
And
right
even
now.
So, she's been an advocate for the two of them for, like,
I'm a vampire.
While, so.
I'm a vampire. Our parents are dead. Our aunt's dead. Alaric's dead. You're having sex with my best friend. It's nothing.
And you're basically not alive, really. You're, like, in two worlds. So.
Yeah. And you both are in two worlds. Have sex here. Have sex in that world, too. I don't care.
Yeah.
You get the pass.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about this. Caroline's situation with Aaron. It started off where she was cleaning and she was pissed, and Aaron comes in. He says, I need you to tell Elena
that Wes is taken care of, and nothing to worry about, and she's sorry, and he's sorry.
I thought that was sweet.
Yeah, he said he cut the funds for the Augustine house because he just got his trust.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay, Aaron, good job. I mean,
I feel bad. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy. I don't really know why he apologized. On his family's behalf?
Because if your family was doing that to people, and especially somebody you kind of connected with, him and Elena kind of bonded, if you saw her basically being tortured, and then, you know, you haven't seen her since, I think you would want to be like, okay, FYI, like, I really apologize for what happened the last time I saw you.
And Elena's always had his back.
And he saw her, like, he knew she was being tortured, and at first he didn't really do anything about it.
Yeah, but I think between his family doing that to them and then Damon doing that, I think they're kind of even.
They are even, but I feel like Elena would also be like, I'm really sorry for what Damon did.
Yeah, I guess people can both be sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Elena's just not here right now.
Now, here's another loophole with Vampire Diaries. Where the hell did that syringe go?
That's what I want to know.
What was it used for?
Like, is he dead now, though? Is Aaron, like, officially dead?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Damon looked like he was ripping into...
But where is that syringe?
Yeah, because I feel like this can't be the end of the story, and it can't be the end of the Whitmore legacy. What would be the point of them being at that college? It was like that specific college had the Augustine vampire.
You know when you realize you're thinking and you're making that face like, huh? I just realized that I feel hurt in my face because for the last few minutes,
Like, where's the syringe?
Yeah, where's the syringe? Where's Tyler? Bonnie? Jeremy? Like, where? What? Mm-hmm. I just feel like that person right now.
This is an informational episode. They had to set up the new storyline. Now that we're back, we got the 100th episode out the way. Here we go.
Okay.
We did not get Enzo out of the way.
It was amazing.
We got Enzo back. He shows up with Aaron, and Damon shows up.
If I could whistle right now, I would.
And
I
we
can't
thought
either.
That. Really?
Enzo?
Whistling?
Oh,
like, okay. So, so Enzo shows up, and Damon shows up, thinks that he killed Aaron. Enzo really didn't kill him, and he wanted Damon to do it because he finds out the whole story about Damon and the Whitmores, which I'm thinking Aaron may not. There might be another Whitmore. If Aaron's fully dead, I feel like there's another Whitmore.
Aaron's not fully dead because we see him in next week's preview.
How can he come back? Or maybe he comes back as a vampire.
Or maybe somebody finds him on the side of the road and feeds him blood or something. Yeah, maybe as a vampire. Maybe that's where the syringe comes into play.
I'm also wondering if the syringe came into play with Wes.
Like he stuck it in Wes?
Like that's what we had to just kind of assume, that he took the syringe and then when he says, oh, I dealt with Wes, that was his.
Yeah, like is Wes dead? Is he alive?
Make
like,
that the top of the episode and then say earlier this day, whatever. Like
they're probably leaving it open because... I wonder if they even know if they want to bring it back.
We've done a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that kind of moves into him wanting to kill Aaron, and Damon doesn't do it. He keeps his strength for Elena.
Because Elena would kill him.
Yes. And that gets left alone. Now we get this whole voodoo thing that's going on. It's not really voodoo. It's
Traveler magic.
Who doesn't really have magic, and they have to do, what did she say?
We have to improvise.
Improvise, yeah. That was a weird moment.
Like stabbing her body, like,
yeah. Awkward.
And Catherine's like, thanks for mutilating my body.
This is what confused me, because I was thinking at some point one body would be one girl and one would be the other again, but now we only have one body that's intact.
That's why I was wondering, like, is Elena supposed to be dead because she was supposed to transfer into the dead Bonnie? Is that why it burnt, like...
I feel like she's just in there, but she has no way out. Like, she's just in there.
Yeah, but how can you get two souls into one? You know, we only have one body left because the other one's been stabbed.
Okay, but we...
Maybe you can sew it up.
I don't think we're going to keep the body. I honestly think Catherine's going to die. But I think the way they're both in there is the same way they were before. It's just now Elena doesn't have the ability to come forward. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't have the ability to fight Catherine. She's like dormant.
No, I agree, but that's what I'm saying. If we were to get Catherine and Elena back, it's confusing because there's only one body.
Right, but I don't think we're getting them both back. I think that's what they're telling us when they burn Catherine's body. Like, the end game, one of them is dying.
It would have to be some, like serious witch
I
stuff.
I Dream of Jeannie.
No, it doesn't. They could get what's-her-name's body.
Whose body?
Amara's.
Oh.
Where's that?
Yeah, where is that?
What happened to it when they killed her? When what's-her-name killed her?
thought they just burnt.
And or the second one, what's her name, Tatia or something?
Yep.
Tatia, yeah.
Tatia. Yeah, I guess that that's fair enough. We have plenty of doppelgangers' bodies, maybe.
I'm wondering. Maybe somewhere. That could be, they have loopholes where they can take.
Or maybe they pop another one out because we have to have the same amount, the balance of the earth.
Yeah, it's like when one doppelganger dies, another one.
But after what's his name is gone, now Silas, we have Silas. We have to wonder: does that doppelganger thing work? And we still don't know.
Yeah, there's been like four Elenas or four Amaras, and only two Silases that we know.
Yeah.
Of.
Oh, yeah.
So it's,
we could get another step.
Yeah. We could.
Oh, dear God.
But I hope we don't.
All right. Wait, so now Elena wakes up during the middle of the ritual. Like, and I know we were like, do something, Elena. But, like, imagine. You have no idea what's going on. Even though she low-key does know that she's can come in and out of Catherine's body. So I'm glad she didn't, like, freak out.
Yes, because it happened. I wonder if she's just blacking out, though.
No, she... Oh.
I mean, she did see Nadia, so I just wonder if she's like, I'm awake, I'm blacked out.
Yeah, it is that, because remember, that's what happened with Matt.
Yeah, so I don't think she knows what the F is going on until finally she says, so what's happening now?
No, but she says, like, the first time she comes out, she goes, Catherine. So she knows that something's happened.
Yeah.
And so I think when she comes out, she realizes she doesn't know exactly what's happening in that scenario. If I were her, though, I would assume... With Catherine's dead body,
if you
were
her,
it's
you
wrong.
Would assume
that something was wrong. That something
this isn't
was bad.
Good. This
yeah.
is not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I would get a bad feeling about it, but I don't think I would assume. Huh? She must be in my body.
No,
that's not
actually,
what I'm assuming. I'm assuming that this is a bad situation. I should probably take care of it pretty quickly.
And yeah. I do think she knows that she's in her body. Difference between her and Matt is the traveler that was in Matt's body would only come out at night. He did that on purpose. And then that's when Matt started noticing that he was doing weird things and set the cameras up. Where Elena and Catherine, Elena's fighting
to
come back up.
Yeah.
And we see that with Catherine in her head. And now, and then as Elena is back and she hits Maya and stabs Nadia and starts running, Catherine's fighting her way
And doesn't
back.
She say to Nadia the first time, or I don't know if it was the first or the second time, she says she was supposed to go in your body or something like that.
Mm, yeah.
She does.
Wait,
she did say
who
that.
Says what?
Elena says Catherine was supposed to go in your body to Nadia. So she knows what's happening. Like, nobody had to explain it to her. She knows.
Okay.
Just wanted her to take that knife out of Catherine's body and, like, stab Mia.
Like, cut her head off.
Literally.
You literally just pushed her on the ground. Like, clearly we know that that doesn't work on humans.
If you kill her. Yeah. Right. If you kill her, she can't do it anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Cut her head off.
But you know
Bite
what?
It if you have to.
I thought that she needed to be there physically
they
with
had her
the body.
Blood.
Oh. Because that's why I was like, oh, that's why she ran. And then when she said finish the spell, that's when I kind of was like, oh.
No, whatever. I think she was running to try to tell somebody so that finally she says, Damon, Damon! And then gone.
I feel like she could have helped herself. Like, this is my thing with Elena. It's like, she's always looking for people to help her. You were right there. Don't leave Mia and Catherine's body and Nadia in the same room together. They are clearly doing something.
You have to remember that she hasn't been in this world for that long. She's
been in it long enough, human and vampire,
to know
that
she
that she has control over that situation at that point.
As opposed to Catherine, who's been there for 1,000 years,
True.
Who would know exactly what to do. She's not Catherine.
But Elena also knows that she plays the victim a lot. She knows she's weak in moments. And at that time, you're running, and you see Damon. What do you say? You have to help Damon. Or something like,
help
not
Damon.
Damon. Catherine's
like,
my body.
It was just so
like
dramatic.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just like, it's perfect Elena. It's like, you know these things are timely. We've had how many mistakes in the past?
Here's what I didn't understand, though. Why was her phone locked to a different code?
Somebody else, Nadia or Catherine, did it so that when she couldn't call anyone.
Okay, got it.
That was a slick little situation.
I just think she could have handled the situation better, saved herself.
Because you know when your phone's locked, you can still call 911.
Emergency call. Doesn't even have to be 911, does it?
I think so.
Yeah, emergency call.
But it gives you all the buttons, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Actually, bad. Because, what's it called? Vampire Diaries, they always do the product placement for the phone.
Yeah, and she's like, this battery's lasted forever. Girl.
It's always that same damn phone, too.
I know.
Well, bad press for that phone because apparently you cannot call 911 if you are in trouble.
Although, I don't know if you can call 911. Somebody else is in my body.
Help.
Do something.
Just help. I'm in the woods.
Yeah.
That's too much common sense. I don't even know why I tried to bring my brain. So whatever. Now Catherine has been brought back to the forefront. Ugh. She's with Damon. Damon gives her this whole la-da-la-da, I'm the man, you're the best influence. It was an amazing moment. I'm not even going to lie for Damon. That was an amazing moment for Damon. It was so amazing that I almost thought Catherine was going to be like, see a different side of Damon, which I would love for Catherine and Damon to be together and stuff.
Pew you.
Yeah, no thank you.
Double the trouble.
She's so mean. He even says, like, I need you. Like, that's what I wrote down. Like, he's so vulnerable. And
you did write that down.
I did. I need you.
And she gives him the mat
speech. I need you.
Yeah. Oh, I need you too, Roxy.
When Catherine goes back.
After Buzz.
She kills.
Our new theme song.
After Buzz.
Thank you.
She kills Maya, and Nadia wants to leave.
Mia, babe.
Mia, whatever.
I know. He's been calling her Maya all afternoon.
She's irrelevant at this point.
I mean.
Yeah, she's dead, so.
That's so true. Catherine, you don't have to memorize it.
Nadia wants to leave. Catherine says, no, I want to stay. She says, I want Stefan, immortality, and my daughter. And I got confused because at one point I thought Nadia was smiling, like, okay, I thought we were going to run away, but I guess we could deal with it this way. But then. Is there a little jealousy there where Nadia says, well, I won't be the one to be in your way?
No. She says, I wouldn't want to be the one in your way. As in, like, whoever's in her way, get out.
Oh, that's how you took it?
I took it as, like, she doesn't want to stop her mom from getting what she really wants.
Yeah, like, Nadia was almost going to be like, well, fine, you do that because you chose that over me.
I didn't see it
I thought she said, I wouldn't want to be the girl in your way. As in, like, whoever's in the way, Caroline, move.
Oh, see, I didn't see that at all.
That's how I took it.
But I do think there is jealousy. But I think when she was saying that, she's like, I want to be there for my mom. I'm going to stay here, but I'm not happy about it.
Mm-hmm. I think she's upset.
Yeah.
No, I think she's finally getting what she wants, like mommy time.
All right.
But all mommy wants is Stefan.
Nothing at all.
I can't.
You could
if you really wanted to.
It's actually something you're capable of.
I don't know the lyrics.
There's nowhere left to fall. Take it away.
When you reach the bottom, it's now
or never.
I love you.
Okay. Awkward moments to hear it after Ryan.
It's late. It's a Thursday. All right.
So Catherine is now Elena. We don't know where Nadia stands with that.
Mm-mm.
Kind of. You think she's happy. I don't really know if she's fully happy. Mm-hmm. Paige is kind of in the middle. And then we get Enzo. Well, no, we get Aaron driving the car.
He's had a nice car, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he did just get a trust, so.
I like when Vampire Diaries has their badass moments, and this was a total badass
it
moment.
Woke
like,
he
was
the
like,
show
didn't,
up.
Didn't.
Why couldn't we have had that, like, in the middle to, like, get me amped up for, like, what was happening?
Or had that be the start of the episode, and then
earlier that day.
That would have been perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
maybe they just got it out
Julie,
of order.
Can we get hired here?
Yeah, like, I know.
Well, I think it was more of a badass moment. How would you thought it was a badass moment if Stefan turned back into the Ripper?
No.
We would have been over it. Why? Because we like Damon bad.
It's because of the show. The whole show was like all so good and he was had this moment and then boom, baby.
Yeah.
No, see, for
and
me.
Enzo,
but for me, this is why I don't like this episode. I don't need to see Damon go back to bad. Yep. I've seen him bad and good and bad and good and I've seen the roller coaster that is Damon and Elena. I don't care to see him killing people again, and I don't care to see anybody fight to bring him back to being good.
We're literally doing the same thing that happened with Elena and stuff.
Okay, the point is, without Elena, Damon isn't good.
No, without Elena, Damon doesn't want to be
good. Doesn't want to be good.
Because he's been good
in the past.
Point.
Exactly, and that's what Stefan keeps saying. I think that Elena makes my brother good. That's why I'm okay with this, because she makes my brother a better person, and somebody that you fight to be good for... That's worth fighting for, honestly. Like,
okay, but Damon's not fighting. He gave her a few phone calls. He apologized. That's not fighting. That's like one day. If you want someone, you fight, and you fight for a long time.
But he thinks that that's right because he honestly doesn't think she wants him, you know?
I know, but if it's truly what he thinks makes him happy and he needs her, you would fight. You wouldn't
but he cares more about her happiness.
It.
The same way Stefan did.
All I'm saying is I really like this end moment because without Elena... Damon isn't the best version of him.
See, I liked it. Take it out of context. I liked the music. I liked the scene. I liked how badass it was. But when I look at it big picture-wise, I'm not a fan of it. I just don't like where it's going. I don't like the storyline. Yeah, I just feel like, how many times can we repeat this?
And now what's Enzo?
Let's count.
Can go through, but it would take a while.
And is Enzo now going to be the monster of the season because he's controlling?
The new
yeah.
I like the duo, though, you know, like these two badass mofos.
But it's exactly Stefan and Klaus, the Ripper and Klaus, when they had that bro moment. Mm-hmm. It's literally the same thing, almost, just Damon.
And I liked it better when I felt like the bro moments this episode and a little bit last episode were between the brothers.
Yes.
I like that. We've never had that for an extended period of time, and I want that. I don't need Enzo. Enzo, I was kind of hoping you were a good guy, not like a badass, mean, kill everybody guy.
Yeah.
Not everybody's a Whitmore. Like, not everybody's a Whitmore.
I don't know long-term how I feel about it either, especially with some of the points you're bringing up. They're making me really question it. But I know for tonight's episode, it needed it. It needed some pop in this game.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I mean, I got you energized and excited for next week. But long-term,
and on that note, let's head into predictions.
I hate that about this show when they show predictions. You can't understand what's going on.
It's literally like they used to give us like a lot of pieces, and now it's like one storyline. Team Denzo. I'm calling them Denzo.
Denzo.
Yeah.
Team Denzo.
Yeah, because you can't really be like Eamon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Benman.
Yeah, I tried to think of them.
Yeah, no.
Denzo.
Like,
we'll go with Denzo.
Team Denzo and everyone against them. How long is this going to last, do you think?
I give it like two episodes.
Two?
You know? I don't know. I don't know the answer.
What do you think is going to be the bad guy of the season?
I don't think we're doing that. No. I think that Damon and Enzo are the bad guy for the rest of the season. But we're halfway through.
It's like 10 episodes, though, approximately.
Yeah, we're halfway through. You can't be the bad guy of the whole season. You know, I think that...
Well, no.
Maybe,
I mean,
it's Catherine, It's Catherine.
Yeah, I would think, actually, Catherine and Nadia are probably the through line.
Yeah.
How long... Where do you see happening with Catherine?
Obviously, they're going to catch on. People are going to find out that it's her, but there's not going to be much they can do about it.
How long before they start catching on?
Oh, please, next
now,
week.
Damon
please,
and
next week.
But Damon and Denzo, they're going to be kind of taking everybody's time away.
Once Damon realizes that he was talking to Catherine, not to Elena, I think he's going to snap back into good Damon.
Yeah, but he's going to have a lot of guilt and a lot of, like...
That's certainly true.
From Aaron.
I hope we find out next week. I think it'll be very hard for her. Like, I think she's planning on keeping up this Elena thing for the sake of winning back Stefan.
Yeah.
But I think it will be very hard for Catherine to play Elena with Caroline and Bonnie and Jeremy and Matt. Like, she already finds them to be so annoying and needy. To keep that up without them figuring out it's Catherine, that'll be different.
I hope Stefan's like, Elena, what the hell are you doing? Get away from me.
I think he will. I don't think he'll fall for Elena wanting to be with him this quickly after the Damon thing.
But I kind of see, I'm wondering if the red hair is going to come back. Maybe it could have just been a throwaway line. It was the only question she asked Matt that Matt couldn't give an answer to. Because he bammed those answers out. And the red hair one is, and the only person that knows is Damon. Because when she went away, she wanted that little wild streak in her. So that's why she did that. So I'm wondering if that's going to be the thing that kind of triggers it. I think it's going to be 2 to 3 episodes before we figure out that Catherine is in Elena's body.
Also, people are going to be like, yo, Elena, why are you hanging out with Nadia?
Yeah, that too. Unless Nadia stays hidden. But then where's Bonnie going to come into play? I mean, it really just depends on...
It's going to come out.
How does Bonnie not know? Like, how does she not know that Catherine's alive?
Bonnie, use your witchy feel.
She should have known instantly when she didn't go through her body. Like,
uh-oh, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Telltale. Like, is she too busy, like in La La Land with Jeremy, that she can't deal?
Do we see Enzo dying?
Maybe it's because because she originally did see Catherine. I was going to say because she's not a special being or whatever.
No, yeah, she would have.
But she would have because we saw her for a second.
And what do you think, actually, between Catherine and Nadia is going to happen with their relationship?
Bad.
I think it'll get good for a little bit.
But I think it's going to disintegrate pretty hard.
Yep, and Nadia's going to... end up helping getting Elena back, actually, I kind of think.
I think she'll learn that her mother's maybe not the person she was hoping she was.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as Catherine says, like, I'm going to try the rest of my entire life to be the mother that I should be, I don't think she'll live up to that. I think if her only sight is on Stefan.
Mm. I don't know. I'm excited for next week, though. Denzo's in the house. Yeah. I know you're excited. You've been dreaming about this.
I think the reason I like that Denzo team is because just like they're so, I can't even. They're just so
it's like
dreamy.
A box of Russell Stokes.
And like all black everything with the leather jackets and the,
Or in Roxy's case, it's a box of Oreos.
So much better.
Inside joke. On that note, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys subscribe to us on iTunes. Hit us up at Twitter and Instagram at AfterBuzzTV. You can tweet us and keep the conversation going.
Please
Me
do.
At DJ Jesse J.
At Paige Sloan.
At Roxy Stryer.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.